You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm joined right now by Goya. Very, very stoked about this. They just had the epic live to air. I have to say, guys, that went crazy. I'm a big fan. I wasn't too familiar with you guys before that, but now I'm like, hell yeah. I'm quite upset that I can't make it tonight for the gig at The Crown. How are you guys feeling about that? You excited?
Yeah, pretty good. I think we've maybe we're a little bit out of practice, but the other gigs that we've had have been pretty solid.
Yo.
So Wellington, Whanganui.
Okay, so this is stop three. Yo, and how many are you doing?
Ooh. Oh, where's Ben Jones when you need him?
Three more stops. Plus, there. Great sounds great. Yeah. Wellington.
Oh, yo.
Yeah. Two Wellington shows.
Christchurch, Hamilton, Auckland.
That's the one.
Yeah, Christchurch.
Ooh, Wellington. Again.
Yeah. Yo.
Does the crowd
so it's been quite full on, I'm guessing?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
We're only halfway through.
Yeah. Well, this is, yeah, something I really am curious to ask you is, how do you make sure you don't lose your voice during the whole thing?
String the water.
Yeah.
Drink the water.
Well, I was going to say, it's pretty full-on vocal-wise. I was like, damn.
Yeah. I mean, it gets better the more ragged it gets, the better, I think. It's, there's a technique, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, right.
He's huffing darts and drinking whiskey at the moment.
That's the secret.
I don't think he's thinking about
that. That's the secret.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, heck no. So this is obviously for your album release tour.
That's the one.
Which is Home Turf. How recently did that release?
Start of August? Was it August 8th, I think? August the 8th it came out, I believe.
Oh, nice. Yeah, very recently then. Do you each have a favourite track from the album? Or is it kind of like a bit too hard to pin down just one?
Title track. Home Turf.
Oh, yeah? How do you like the Home Turf? Which one do you like, Tommy?
Anadonia. I really like that track. That's a good one.
I'm a big fan of Incandescent. I just couldn't pick
a favorite.
Because I wrote them. I love all my children equally.
Yeah, that's the way. I really like that last one you played, Ghost. What's that about? What inspired that song?
Meek's Castle.
Meek's Castle?
Yeah, where the witch and the cat and the owl stay. They find a castle, they stay there, and then there's a white knight appears and they're like, go away, and then he turns into a ghost. And they say, go away, ghost.
No. I can't say that was the inspiration.
Damn.
It was a conversation that I had with my grandfather, actually, where he pointed to a portrait, like a photograph of some people, and he said, in this voice, he said, Lucas, do you know who the people in this photograph are? And I said, no, Granddad, I don't. And he said, oh, I was hoping you could tell me. I don't know. And that was it. That was
It was a family portrait.
It was a family portrait too.
Oh, God.
He just wasn't really sure who they were.
Anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he ever did, to be honest.
And so, why Goya? What's with the name? Do you just like, do you like his art?
I mean, it was named 10 to 11 years ago. It's just about the beans.
Goya beans.
Going through a bit of an art phase, and then we just never really got around to changing it to something.
It's supposed to be Goya, then Church of Goya, and then Big Church, and then Big Church of Goya, and then Goya's Big Church.
Does Goya have a church?
No. I don't think so.
Ecclesiastes, no way.
I think he just has that house that's covered in paintings.
Goya, he would have been a Catholic.
But I don't know if he actually had like his own church. He wasn't very rich.
Somebody had Goya.
So, out of, I guess, all the songs, is there one that people are sort of coming back to you saying it's like a unanimous favorite? Is there one that kind of stands out amongst them, or do you think people are kind of like pretty? I guess
people keep on asking us to play the old stuff. So maybe people don't like the
oh,
new.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, kick them out of the venue.
It was $1,000 on bank. No one's bought it yet.
No one's paid a cent.
No one's paid anything.
Damn. Yeah. So is the whole purpose of the release tour just to play from this album? Is that what you mean?
Yeah,
you don't play any of your older stuff? You're just trying to...
We played a few old ones in Whanganui because...
Yeah.
That was the energy, the vibe was there. So if you're in Dunedin tonight and you want to see us play the old stuff, then you could
bring the vibe.
Yeah, you got to work for it.
Don't let my tires down. Bring the vibe.
Hell yeah. I was in here the whole time because I was like worried that my ears were going to start ringing. I didn't bring earplugs. But it went crazy. The only issue is I couldn't see a lot. So I have to ask, who was doing what? I know you were singing.
I was on bass.
Yeah. And Fraser, what were you doing? Were you drumming?
I was drumming.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I love the drumming. I drum. Not very well. I know nothing about any other instrument. So that kind of stood out to me. How long have you been drumming for?
I should be better for the 20 years I've been playing.
I should be better for the 20-something years I've been playing.
20-something years? Damn.
I've been like, oh yeah, it's been playing for like a couple of years now.
Yeah.
He's a jazz musician.
Yeah, I was going to say, that must be the
drummer. This interview's over.
Anything else that you want to put out there before we wrap up? Come to the gig.
Buy our album. Buy our merchandise. Buy some more merchandise. Also, EUG, which is my band, my other band, and Lucas' other band, are playing as well. And you can buy our merchandise, EUG's merchandise. You can buy it from us at the gig.
Well, hold on. Are you playing tonight as well with that band?
Yeah, two bands, EUG and Goya, are playing. But EUG didn't get asked for a live tour, which is...
It's because we didn't put an album out.
I'm a little bit perplexed.
Yeah. No, that must just be an insult. There's no other way to take it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, wow. So if you want to hear EUG, you'll have to come to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Tickets are a price, and you'll have to pay it.
And now that I've just thought of this, Home Turf, physical release?
Oh.
Can you buy it on CD, vinyl, anything like that?
Yeah, that's something that I'd like to do.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty...
So far it's just digital?
At the moment, nothing, but...
Yeah, well, fair enough. I mean,
but definitely something to think about in the future.
Absolutely. Oh, well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
It was pretty damn epic. I'm pretty gutted I can't make it tonight. But, you know, if you guys are back, you know, maybe in the near future, maybe.
Who knows? We might be.
That'd be epic.
We may be.
Hell yeah. All right, thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Hunter.
Yeah. Thank you, Radio 1. You're on here with New Zealand on here.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.